There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you along. And the phone number and the text line, if you're new around here, we'll give them to you. It's one set of digits, 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 for a phone call or a text. And also using the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can always leave us a talkback message by pressing the microphone icon on the front page there. Lets you record the message and that's the sound to make blue. It doesn't actually make that noise, but it emails it here to the show and we can play back your comment on the show. I'm going to read one text here before I bring my buddy on the air. Bill said, Sean, here's a technique I've been using for scammers. I asked my parents to do the same as well. So far, it's working pretty good. I answer the phone and pretend to be my own personal assistant. So when they ask for me, I say, I'm his personal assistant. Can I take a message? Then they usually ask for a better time to call back, which I reply, I'm his personal assistant, and I answer all phone calls. Can I take a message? That's usually when I get hung up on. You know, Bill, that's a good one. I have a family member that she doesn't do the personal assistant, but she says she's not her. But the problem is, the phone still rings. And so, Bill, I mean, it's a smart move there, but I don't know if it reduces the amount of just constant phone ringing that goes on out there. We're talking about scams, we're talking about fraud, and we go from just your phone ringing to what could happen with your bank account. And my friend Michael Holland with Bryant Bank is joining us to talk more about that. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, good afternoon, Sean.
Afternoon, brother. And just this, I mean, there's this stuff, they're trying to get money, whether they're scamming on the phone and trying to get you to give information or they're trying to get information to go to a bank. It all comes down, I mean, duh, it all comes down to getting money.
That's the end game. They are trying to figure out a way to get into your bank account and get your money out of your pocket into theirs.
Yeah. So either you're going to, you know, one of these scams where people go buy gift cards and send them to people, or they get that pertinent information to get into a bank account. So we've got this constant war going on between the scammers and where the money is. You're in the front lines of that at Bryant Bank. I mean, y'all, I mean, it's like, you can't sit down and go, okay, well, we got that figured out for now because tomorrow it's something else.
They're extremely creative. But here are some things your banker will never do. Okay. One is they're never going to call you. They're never going to text you. And we will never email you asking for your account number.
Because y'all should know it.
We know it. We're never going to do any of those three forms of communication looking for your PIN number. We're not going to ask you for your online ID or your passcode. We are not going to ask those questions. So if that happens to you, it's a scam.
100%.
Hang the phone up.
Yes.
Hang it up. It's not courteous or Southern to do it, but do it. Hang it up.
So and how often do you see, I mean, how often is it that like the movies are going to make it all look like there's a bunch of people typing fast on the keyboard, hacking in. They're hacking, and it's the hackers and the hacking. How many times is it that? And how many times is it that the person gets scammed and gives that information you just said that they would ask for?
I would say it happens more often in the second scenario that you just described. There's someone that starts a conversation, they get drawn in, and then suddenly they've delivered an integral piece of information to the bad guy.
So they may not even know it. So it's not even just like they call immediately and ask for it. They start with something else. And
so then they may relate that conversation to a family member and say, you know what? I got this call, talked to this nicest young man today. Mm-hmm. And Well, what'd they ask you for? Well, they asked for my bank account number. Mom, you made a mistake. But here's the other thing you need to know about your bank or your banker. Hey, look, we're not here to judge. We're here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Call us immediately so we can act on it. We can put holds on your account. We can freeze a debit card. There are things we can do to protect you. And that's a duty that we have as an FDIC institution. So please do not think we're going to think less of you for you making a mistake. We're here to help.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we got to get people in the habit of, because just like I was talking to Joey, that you can report scams to FTC.gov and do all this, but I'm a realistic person. That just, some of y'all may do it, they're perfect, but not everybody's going to go, oh gosh. On the bank side too, people may go, I don't want to get in the habit. It's okay to do that. It's okay to call up and say something, not even if you, maybe you just are suspicious, maybe you don't. Maybe I'm not sure it was a scam.
Sean, we can put an alert on your account.
Okay, what does that do? The alert does what?
That's going to put, it's not a freeze, but a hold, we'll say. So if items start clearing that are not from your usual pattern, your mm-hmm. buying patterns, we're going to get alerted and we're going to pick up the phone and say, hey, Sean, did you order a container of bungee cords?
In fact, I did, actually.
but we're going to
right.
Initiate a call to you and say, hey, this looks funny to us. Is this, in fact, valid? And we're going to try to verify that with you so it doesn't go through.
So tell me, when y'all do that, you're sitting there. How many times does that work where you go, you put that kind of alert, and then you call that person, they go, no, I had nothing to do with that?
It works frequently. And then
so it is common.
Yep, and we discover that, hey, your debit card account number has been compromised. We're gonna cease using that card, and we're going to issue a new one right then and there. So that way that 16-digit debit card number is no longer out there wherever it was, or the bad guy doesn't have it anymore.
It's also great, and we talk about this, we bank with y'all, and I had a thing about a month ago, going on a road trip, stopped at a truck stop and used my debit card. And they told me it's not good, and I'm like, yeah, it should be fine. They're like, it's not good. And I said, right. So I end up doing the, people behind me in line, get a credit card out and swipe it and get done. Get on the phone, and I did what you said. I called. And in that case, the technology is so good that your representative told me they were swiping it the wrong way or something to the, what I said. They were like, y'all can even see that
That's
it was
right.
put through. They said, no, everything's fine with your card. They were doing it the wrong way. But I mean, until I heard that, I would have been a nervous dang wreck,
And rightfully so. But you're right. Technology is such that, almost instantly we know, hey, your card was swiped here. Was that you?
Mm-hmm.
We know those things, and it's not just us. It's all banks and all financial institutions today have that technology to know where you are and where you're swiping it. And again, we're not there to judge. If you need help, we're there to provide it and mm-hmm. to help you guard your money, because you work hard for it. You don't want to lose it to some fraudster.
Yeah, and talking about that, direct bank scam, but like you said, the long range, a long going conversation that picks information out. So it may be, to talk to those people out there to say, it may not just be, hi, I am with the bank, I need to get your information. It may be, because we talked during the news about this Medicare scam stuff that is getting so many of the older people, and they're reacting to it because they're scared they're going to lose their Medicare. Somebody's calling up, and then maybe in that conversation, well, we'll get your bank account number and we'll make sure you're on for, it may not even be about bank. It may be some other thing that somehow works in the bank.
But the caller is very smooth, very charismatic, very educated, but they're creating a sense of urgency,
mm-hmm.
an artificial sense of urgency. That is another.
I can't call you back. I can't.
That's another red flag. Hang the phone up. Hang it up, and then you call your insurance agent, or you call your bank, and you call whoever it is. Sean, I tell you another thing that's going on in the marketplace today. Spoofing calls are happening, and it's a call you would receive, and on your caller ID it would say Bryant Bank is calling you, and the person would identify himself as Michael Holland.
Ooh.
And he goes on to say that, hey, Sean, this is Michael. We had this transaction go through. I just need you to verify a couple things for me, Sean. And you're like, wait a second, you don't sound like Michael. But caller ID said it was Bryant Bank. He somehow or another found out that Michael Holland works at Bryant Bank. Perhaps he was listening to your show.
Right.
But they're piecing together pieces of information to sound more credible.
Wow. So, I mean, that's two things there. Number one, you see the screen. But if you didn't, if you answered and the person didn't sound like they knew anything about the bank, you might, they spoofed it. But now they got the name.
Yes. And there's so many databases out there. And you think, well, gosh, that could happen to me individually. It can also happen to your business. Because you think of the number of databases that are public. Mm-hmm. You know, we think back a couple of years ago with PPP loans and things like, well, those databases are out there that perhaps your business received one of those. So now someone can say, oh, okay, here's a piece of information. They could go to another database, collect a piece of information from there, and start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Again, they're creative crooks. So our job is to help educate our customers, saying, if this happens, if there's a sense of
there's
urgency.
There's no reason, I don't care if they identify as you or not, that they're going to ask for information about your account number, your PIN, or anything.
Never going to ask for that. We will not ask for that.
There you go. I mean, that's definitive, y'all. So,
yes, it is. You know, so that's taking place currently. Of course, we're in the holiday season. Fraud rises during this time of year.
Yeah, what hustles do we that we look for this time of year that we don't see the rest of the time?
So as we were leading into this this segment, you talked about the gift cards.
Yes.
That's a classic one. Do not get caught with a gift card deal. Western Union transferring of money, that's another one. Don't fall for that. Here's one also. If someone creates saying, hey, your computer was hacked, or hey, you're in trouble with the IRS, we need you to go make this payment immediately, they're going to try to send you to a Bitcoin ATM.
Okay.
A Bitcoin ATM. You may not know it's a Bitcoin ATM, but it has the ability, and that's where those funds will go.
So
they're gone
forever.
So you
never get them, yeah.
Gone. So if there's ever, you know, this sense of urgency, that's one. Here's another one. They say, hey, Sean, I need you to do this, but please don't tell anyone about it.
It's our secret.
Yeah. If you go to the bank teller and they want to know why you're withdrawing the money, don't tell them. Just say, you know, you're going on a big hunting trip. Or just tell them something that they would expect you to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're being led down the primrose path. Yeah,
they're asking you to, you know, commit fraud or help the bank pretend that you need this money.
Oh,
for
yeah,
some
that's
other
another
reason.
One I've heard where they say, "Hey, it's so and so with such and such bank. I'm in our security department. We're worried about teller so and so. I need you to go make this withdrawal and do this thing because we're trying to bust this inside scam going on."
We're not going to involve our customers in that transaction. And plus, it is so monitored. There are cameras on what we do. We don't need your help to determine.
But I have heard of that one where they said, man, you know, we could really use your help here. You're such great, but we could really use your help. We're going to bust this thing wide open with your help.
Right. And, you know, thank you for thinking you could be a part of that, but we got that one. We'll figure that one out on our own.
Yeah, this one from Billy D said to ask you about, I keep getting these emails saying I'm pre-qualified for $120,000. All I need to do is sign a few more pieces of paper. I'm curious about that because it seems like every state sends me one. The pre-qualified thing.
They probably have seen your credit score somewhere, perhaps.
Is that how they do it? Yeah. How do they figure out who they're sending them to?
Yeah. So you've got a good credit score. Perhaps you've indicated what your income might be somewhere. So that's how you've been targeted. But make no mistake about it. You may, in fact, receive the loan, but my goodness, I would hate to understand what the repayment terms of that may be.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to talk about, too, Michael, is there's stuff that's just a straight scam where they're using this just steal money. Then there's people that are going to get, yes, there's a loan or a thing, but the rate is horrible. It's like it's in the gray zone of, I mean, it's legitimate, but it's bad, right? I mean, that goes on.
Yeah. You know, if you've got a good credit score, if you've got a good income, you shouldn't be paying 30% interest on
a
loan.
Right.
Hey, come see us. Mm-hmm. You are going to qualify for better terms.
And right.
Yeah. If it's outrageous, an out-of-market rate, something like that, if it and same thing on the depositing side. If someone says, hey, you can earn 15% on this six-month CD.
Okay. Now, that could catch some people because that'd be sexy.
Sure,
they'd be like,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, gosh, CD, gosh, mm-hmm. that's a bank product. Mm-hmm. Well, is it FDIC insured? But it's just too good to be true. No one in this day, in this market today, is going to pay you 15% on a six-month CD.
Right.
Not happening.
So if somebody, there's something else to it.
There is something else to it, yeah.
On the business side, so we're talking about individuals. On the business side, anything they need to look out for more than the individual? Is it certain kind of emails or anything that they're getting?
Most business owners have access to online banking.
Mm-hmm.
Check your accounts daily. It's an easy thing to do. I've got one business owner. He said, Michael, that's the very first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. I log on and I just look to see what may have posted to my account, or whether they're credits or debits coming out of the account. I check my account. That is a very healthy habit to be into. So if you don't have online banking, talk to your banker about getting that. So that's one thing you can do. When you get emails that come in and it may not be from someone you recognize and there's a link in there, you better check that link out, because it could harm your bank accounts, or it could harm your computer system.
Sure.
Be very, very careful about what you click onto. And then the same thing, if you've got somebody ordering supplies for your business and you go out onto a vendor's website, make sure the website's secure.
It's the real web, like
yes.
They don't just change one letter or
yeah.
something.
And the way you can do that is you can hover over that name or whatever, that hyperlink, and it will populate what the email address is. So you can validate it that way. And if it's not, fmtalk1065.com, you're not at the right place.
You know, the other thing you're talking about, checking your account, thing that I've seen happen is they're not even like big scale. They're adding a charge to a company where there's a lot of different people that are charging things to the company. And it's not so big that it's going to get a red flag and get people's attention, but it becomes a monthly thing. Or what, you know, and it takes an audit for somebody to say, what are we paying $75 a month to so-and-so?
So you're talking about, hey, what's another healthy habit I could have in my business? Someone needs to be reconciling your accounts every month. And should that, so you may see it daily when you check, but have that independent third person look at it and say, what is this $75 charge?
You know what I'm saying? It's not even like big stuff. They try these small things that may not get noticed because you think, oh, well, so Sally in the other department or Timmy over here put it in, you know.
Yep. That's
right. It seems legitimate. It's ABC Supply Company or whatever it is.
Check those things, because those what are now small and repetitive things can suddenly blossom.
Gosh. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. I appreciate this. And if people want to get more information, they can you call him and you'll know it's the real Michael Holly when you call,
that's,
call
that's
him.
That's right. Yeah.
So they can call you at Bryan Bank.
Yep. 251-264-6575. Better yet, come into one of our offices and see us. We're in Mobile. We're on Airport Boulevard. Sean, we're building a new branch.
I know. I see it.
Yeah. Right there at Dauphin and Duru. We should be open around July. But if you're in Baldwin County and want to come see us, we're in Daphne, Foley, and we're on Canal Road in Orange Beach.
Good stuff. Good to see you, and belated Happy Thanksgiving and early Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Sean.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Up 128 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Appreciate Michael Holland dropping in. And get to your text about this. You know, we could sit and say, like, this is all simple and nobody should get scammed and all that. But they're obviously successful because they're still doing it, right? It's still working. And it doesn't cost them, you know, with automation, it doesn't cost them very much to reach out and try the scam. So it's worth. And that in-between thing, I think, is interesting too. Not like a straight scam where they're just stealing money, but they're getting people into a, you know, whether buying a CD or getting a loan or something like that. The thing actually happens, but It's the, hey, you won a cruise kind of thing, but you got to pay $5,000 for the cruise you won, kind of, you know. One of those deals that is kind of the in-between of just straight taking the money. It's kind of just scam-esque. What is it? A scam adjacent? Something like that. Okay, we'll be right back. We'll talk more about this with you. 343-0106.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Back to 135, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you along and a good time to check in with my friend Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, where we'll be on location coming up on Wednesday. Hey, Ron.
How you doing, sir, Sean?
Doing good. How are precious metals doing on this Friday?
They're climbing. Gold right trade right over $4,210, and silver's at $58.58.
That silver thing, I mean, it's not been that long ago. Who was in the, I remember buying it from y'all in the teens.
Yes, sirree. And I mean, there was a guy who just came in and sold 500 ounces of his silver, and he paid $14.50 an ounce for it. He had things come up he had to pay for, so he went ahead and sold. It's better doing that than borrowing it or putting it on your credit card, so you can always rebuy the silver.
100% for sure. And let's talk about that too, that gifting. I mean, even more than ever, it's always special to gift a silver round or something, but even more now, y'all can take that has the inherent value of the precious metals and then customize it with engraving.
Absolutely. We have all sorts of Christmas engravables, birthday engravables, and themed engravables, like kids that play soccer, basketball, things of that nature. And then, like, one of the most popular things right now are 2025 American Silver Eagles that guys will come in and gals come in and buy singles or rolls to give away at grandkids at Christmas Eve and stuff like that. So even though silver's up there, people know it has intrinsic value, and it isn't like buying them a toy that they're just going to probably wear out, throw away, things like that. And it teaches them a little bit about the monetary system, too.
It does indeed, and we could use a lot of that out there, for sure.
Absolutely.
Also, as we come up on Wednesday, we'll be out there. Tell folks kind of what to expect when they come out to Mobile Bay Coins on Wednesday.
Well, of course, we have the famous Sean Sullivan out here. We'll have food. We're going to have pulled pork and pulled pork sandwiches, chips, drinks. We'll have a raffle, some giveaways, and they can make a guess on the big jar of pennies that you're going to officially count for us, and that we'll announce a winner after that on the air live with Sean. So all sorts of fun stuff. At least you don't have to buy anything. Come in. It's free. Just show up and make a guess on how many pennies are in the jar. You could win a 10th-ounce gold, 10th-ounce platinum, or a 1-ounce silver.
Okay, this is super self-serving, but how's the stock of Open L knives looking?
It's doing really good. Anna just restocked that, as well as their new order of engravables due to be here the day you're here. We have another couple hundred Christmas engravables coming in. Open L's, you just got the latest order, and it's being restocked. So plenty of Open L's and some really cool outside, like we're talking about barbecue sets and things that you don't see all the time from Open L that they only do every once in a while. We got those restocked.
Excellent. All right. We'll see you out there. If I don't see you before, I'll see you on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you, Sean.
Always good. There's Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Do come out on Wednesday. Have a little lunch with us. Hang out. It's always a good time. It's a good time to get a lot of Christmas shopping done. Run through some text here. Squirrel Vereen said, don't answer at all. They record your voice. Okay, so Squirrel Vereen, the start of the conversation was this. So I don't answer. Although watching this guy that does the old lady voice with the scammers makes me want to do it because it's so funny. If I can get the guy's name, but you'll probably find it if you Google around. It is hilarious. He just wastes their time and like whatever he has, like, I need you to get such and such code. And she says, I have my recipes right here. I mean, it's very funny. But the problem is, girlfriend, it's like older family members, right? You tell them not to answer the phone. There's like the logic thing, but then there's a human element, but they want to make sure that they always think they're going to miss something important. Yeah. It's tough thing. Gary said, I answer the phone and put it on mute and wait till they hang up. I do that every time in my car. Volume has almost dropped to nothing. They must assume mine is a dead number. Yeah, I do that a lot, but they still leave messages. Then you can go through, of course, everybody knows you can go through and block those numbers on your phone. But of course, they then go to one digit other than that. And, you know, then they start try again. And you got to block that one. Let's see. David says, another tactic I use if somebody's asking for personal information and they initiated the call, I will tell them I'll call them right back. And when I hang up and call that number I have from my bank or doctor's office or whatever, that's absolutely a great way to do it. Mike says, so when you get scammed and the bank refunds the money, who pays for that? Do they try to track down the bad guys? They're always trying to track down the bad guys, but Mike, if they come, if the scammers go get a bunch of money out of your account, nobody refunds it. You lose the money. That's the thing. And that's the thing about using debit cards versus credit cards, right? If I'm somewhere I'm not sure, if you use a credit card, you have the protection there that you don't with a debit card. So yeah, I mean, absolutely, you know, be super careful using that. It's better if you're something and it's not right, use a credit card. I know it's makes it a pain because at the end of the month, you got to, you know, gather up the money and pay it back, but it's safer to do it that way. Fire Dog said, when Fat Tony, Little Tony, and Big Tony, and No Neck Tony come to collect the loan, you were scammed. Yeah, it's, although I remember one scam they're trying to perpetrate on family members, and they said they were going to come, they were coming there to do something, like, because they're mad. I said, let them come. Let them come. Watch what happens. And they were like, no, they're going to come. I said, yeah, let them come. Come on. And they never came. Imagine that. Let's see. Dr. Mariana and said, let's see. Hey, Sean, a lot of this is common sense. I've seen so many people of so many videos of people being scammed by Nigerians posing as celebrities. I mean, come on. Johnny Depp is texting you directly and needs money. Maybe. Scamfish on YouTube is the channel. Okay, thank you. Incredible how stupid people can be in that sense, and I am judging. It said, and check the fonts if you... Oh, it said, and listen closely to the accent. Yeah, that used to be the thing, Dr. Bergana, but I don't, with AI and all that stuff, I don't think that's a thing now. Like the old, yeah, the accent's wrong, but I think by and by that won't be a way to judge. And said, and check the fonts if you get what looks like a legitimate, something legitimate like Bank of America. Check that, make sure all the letters are the same because they may look legit, but they change the font on one letter that's going to be real hard to catch if you don't look for it. 100%. Because what I preach out there is just a Napoleonic code. While I believe in our republic, I love our code, right? That you're innocent till proven guilty. In these things, every transmission that comes in is baloney, we'll say baloney until you prove it is not. C.B. Carl said, do me a favor and ask your listeners to take a moment Sunday and reflect on what happened on December 7th, 1941. Absolutely. Day of Pearl Harbor. Japanese surprise attack on the U.S. Naval base at Pearl Harbor. Absolutely. C.B. Carl, you know, I don't forget that one. I mean, think about that strike and, of course, what came from that, bringing us into the war. But the strike killed over 2,000, 2,500, something like that, there at Pearl Harbor. That many Americans died that day. And goes on to say, yes, the CBs even have a song, though no one ever plays it. Thanks. So the CB song. Well, I don't have the CB song. I need to learn the CB song. Chris in Orange Beach said, 2 weeks ago, DoorDash charged me over $410. I don't know how to use DoorDash. My bank account, my bank took care of that. The old $410 DoorDash, which another, just as we're talking financial things, just for a second here, because I've heard ads for this on podcasts I listen to, which I don't know what that says about me or the podcast. They're offering, it's like a financing for your DoorDash. Like, you could, like, you know, order whatever, you're ordering pizza or whatever, but you can finance it over time. Don't do that. Don't do that. So I remember seeing buddies of mine, you know, buying a pack of smokes in Tuscaloosa, and they were doing it on a card. I'm like, so you're financing the smokes? I mean, that's, yeah, don't, if the DoorDash, if you need to finance your DoorDash order, maybe it's time to just go to the grocery store and buy regular groceries and eat those. Just an idea. Just throwing that out there. Just an idea. no, I, and also, yeah, somebody saying $410 should stand out as a door. Yeah, I think it did stand out. And plus, Chris said he doesn't even use DoorDash. So there you go. $410. Although they'll deliver anything, won't they? Isn't it, one of them, they deliver liquor? That could be dangerous for people. Like, hey, get another get another case of beer. Well, nobody can drive. Well, DoorDash will bring it in. And then that's the thing. You DoorDash liquor, and then you finance it. Let's see. And somebody asked me to get them some Petco gift cards. Is that what they're using? Yeah, if anybody wants to be paid in gift cards, another thing. But I'll go back here before we go to the news. Another one to watch for, though. I've seen it in action. And how they get, and it wasn't this company, but some group I work for. They're not big charges on the account. They're like smaller charges that end up, and how they got into it, I still don't think they know. But there were charges that wouldn't even stand out. Like, obviously, if you're looking at your business account and $1,000 has come out or something, big deal, right? You're like, who's this? What's going on here? But they're like $25 charge, $75 charge. And so the person paying the bills just figures, oh, well, that's so-and-so in whatever department has got a subscription or whatever. Go check that stuff, too. Because that stuff's like parasites on your bank account, right? And it's a scam. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Friday style. Good time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars Inventory. Hey, Santa, listen up. How you looking on inventory?
Inventory is really good, and today's delivery day. We've got birthday presents going out of here. We got one of your young ladies buying herself a Christmas present today, so we've got all kinds of stuff happening. Unbeknownst to a lot of people, I don't just give y'all demos out there. Y'all have to pay for them. So. She's not happy about that.
But you will actually let us take a vehicle and drive it to see what we think about it and even take it to our own mechanic.
And encourage it. My Lord, we encourage it. And, you know, we sold a vehicle the other day that we let a customer drive overnight. They bought a different vehicle, and their neighbor bought the vehicle they drove home.
It's pretty good placement.
That's why we do that. It makes sense. You know, people see stuff, they fall in love with it. They weren't thinking about it. And it makes, you know, taking it to your mechanic, I mean, it gives everybody peace of mind, not just you. It gives us peace of mind because we know that you're happy when you've got somebody else that you trust other than hopefully us. And it works out good for everybody.
It's a good thing. So tell folks if they get a chance to swing by, maybe they have a little time tomorrow to do it in person where you are, and then the website is really very user-friendly. Tell them about that as well.
Yeah, the website, just like we said, same URL. It's still lcmmotorcars.com. It is extremely user-friendly. It's got the ability to do a credit application right there, and it's all secured, so your information is not going to get sent, you know, where it's not supposed to. It's coming straight here. Check that out at lcmmotorcars.com. If you want to come see us in person, we'll be here till 6 tonight. We're 9 to 2 tomorrow. And then back Monday at 8 to 6 all week. So we're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. Or just give us a call on a regular old landline telephone, 251-375-0068.
Good stuff. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. There goes David at LCM Motor Cars. And I want to read a couple things here. First of all, let's talk some football. Two football posts, and I say football, and look, bring, who's in the studio?
Paul Feinbaum.
Or he sounds a lot like Dalton Orwig.
Oh, that's me, yeah.
So C.B. Carl said, the news, so, and it's funny, C.B. Carl referenced this, and you and I were talking about this a second ago, so my buddy Bill Riles on the report, talking about Saraland, he said, C.B. Carl texts in, the news just said Saraland football is going to try to steal another state championship. I say they can steal themselves for the contest at hand, but if they win, they would have earned it and not have stolen anything. I don't know where that I don't know where that came from.
It's kind of a normal phrase, but anytime you're talking about someone's football team, they're going to take that the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
Steal another birdie out there on the golf course. I mean, that sounds pretty normal. Steal a championship. Yeah, it's kind of a little weird.
And then on football, Michael said, and this is apropos for Dalton, Jackson is killing Aniston 52-0 in the state championship.
I was going to tell you. I mean, you're already having a good enough day, but your next running back, E.J. Crowell.
You said he's...
I just checked out. It was beginning of the fourth quarter. They're up 52-0.
Yeah.
He's scored 5 touchdowns and has over 250 yards. I think he's 41 from the all-time state record last I checked. So pretty good player that's headed to Alabama. I saw somebody posting on Twitter, because he's wearing number 13. That's his number. Mm-hmm. Said, I don't know who's wearing 13 at Alabama right now, but go ahead and give it up. Because when he's there, just go give him the room, actually.
How many has he scored?
5 touchdowns when I stopped paying attention in there, 252 yards. He had the other team giving him a high five in the end zone after that 5th touchdown. So that's the point. They're crushing Aniston. It looks like Jackson's going to go back-to-back as 4A champs.
Yeah, big stuff there.
Yeah, and St. Michael Catholic, I mean, beat them earlier in the year and played them relatively tight last week in the semifinals, but they have to be watching this game going, man, if that had just been us, we could probably have beaten this team too. But yeah, E.J. Crowell, quite the player. And then you have Landon Duckworth at quarterback there, Jackson, and he's headed up to South Carolina.
What's like in the – just everything aligned this year for – this last 4 years really for Jackson or what?
Like, I don't know how they do it.
Is it – it sounds like nerdy sports talk stuff, but is it the program or is it that they got these players? Once these players are gone – they're not going
to,
I mean.
No, they've been able to string together just some incredible rooms of athletes. And they do get a lot of the good players, like if you want to call some of the quote unquote good players from Clark Prep, they tend to go to Jackson if they look like they may really have a future in football. But I think they pull players from kind of all around that county. But it's not exactly like, you know, Mountain Brook or something like that, where you have this massive, relatively massive metro that you can pull players from.
Right.
We're talking about Jackson, Alabama.
Yeah, they're not a ton of folks.
I mean. Yeah, but they just have some really good athletes, and they keep coming through. You look at the Pritchett brothers, who've Nehemiah Pritchett and his brothers, they kind of made their way through South and Auburn and all these schools and then on to the NFL. It's pretty amazing that a small town like that can churn out that kind of talent.
Yeah, it's impressive for sure. Yeah, Keith saying go Aggies. People are fired up for this. That's a drumming, 52-0. Hey, speaking of football, too, public service announcement. Although I feel like I shouldn't do this because this works against me in college pick'em, but Dalton controls this thing, and you want to make sure everything's on the up and up.
Yeah, because we are coming to the end of the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em pool year, and thanks for letting me let folks know there's some games on tonight. So 9 games this weekend and then 1 next week, Army Navy, and that will be the end of this. We'll award the big prize from Spring Hill Ace Hardware after next weekend. But with all the conference championships, you have the Sun Belt tonight between James Madison and Troy, Conference USA at Jacksonville State, another Alabama school that's in the mix there. You have the American Championship with Tulane and North Texas. Winner of that will likely be in the playoff as the top group of 5 team. And also the Mountain West tonight with UNLV and Boise State. And then tomorrow you get the big boys, the group of 4.
But yeah, so what you're saying,
power four.
For those, though, I mean, if you don't, you know, maybe somebody doesn't do it till Friday night late, you need to do it now.
You need to. And specifically, if you're near the top, Sean, we haven't had this close of a race at the end of a pick'em year yet, I don't think. There are 6 people within 3 games of the lead.
Okay.
And then there are 10 people within 5 games of the lead.
So that could all change. Yeah.
Any one of those, if you go on a run, if other people kind of fall behind, I think we have 10 potential possible winners here that could, if they have a big week, end up at the top.
Are you sticking with my feats of strength for them to battle it out for who gets to be number one?
I think it's only fair, and only fair for us to film that if we end up doing some kind of a contest for who's the eventual
winner. We just do
winner.
The stuff they used to do on World's Strongest Man competition, like carry a tire, pull an airplane, throw boulders, that kind of stuff.
And I think we could find all of that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we have the tires.
Probably would put the junk out here in the vacant lot next to us.
But, yeah. Yeah, that'd be easy enough. But, you know, I'm on a bit of a hunger strike, too, striking FM Talk 106.5. Mine was by accident today, though. I just didn't eat. I know the prisoners are talking about doing some kind of a strike.
February 8th.
On February 8th.
It's booked. That's why I started the show with it, because it seems so odd to me. Like, if I heard a story, there's a strike or riot at the prison, it's one thing. But saying representatives of the inmates have scheduled February 8th for their strike, it just, like, the clerical nature of it bothers me.
So if you get out on the 7th, you get out of prison, are you upset that you don't get to participate, or?
I don't know. And what are they, you know, what are they striking? What are they not doing? Somebody told, you know, I said they're printing license plates. Somebody texted me earlier and said, they don't print license plates. I don't know what they're doing.
No clue.
You're striking doing what?
Maybe they're striking because they want work.
Well, yeah, I don't think so.
No, okay.
I don't think so. All right, so the reminder has been made. You got to make sure you get your – so go right now and get your picks in for those games. Get cranked up tonight, and we'll look at it. Like you said, one game next week, and that's it.
Yep, Army-Navy. And good luck to everybody who's still in the mix. I was out of it a long, long time ago. And good luck to Saraland tonight, too.
Absolutely.
Hope they steal another championship.
See, there you go with it. All right, Paul Feinbaum on the way next. Y'all have a great one.